Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The UK court ruling upholding the government's decision to ban Palestine action has reignited debate around the limits of protest, national security, and the distinction between activism and unlawful conduct. Supporters of the ban have argued that the organization's tactics crossed the line from legitimate political expression into criminal activity, while the critics have warned that the decision could have wider implications. To help us unpack the significance of this ruling and what it could mean for the future of the protest movement in the UK, we're joined by Stephen Silverman, Director of Investigations and Enforcement at the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism. Stephen, a very, very good morning to you. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. So, tell us, for anybody, any of our South African listeners in particular that might not have been following the story, can you just give us a brief summary of what's happened?
Sure. Well, for those of your listeners who might not be aware, Palestine Action is a group that promotes itself as a legitimate protest group that carries out activism on behalf of the Palestinian people. What it actually has done repeatedly is engage in violent acts of vandalism, intimidation, violence against the person in a recent raid on a factory. One of its members actually broke the spine of a policewoman by hitting it with a sledgehammer. But, you know, this is a group that has repeatedly claimed it is a social justice movement, it's a human rights movement. The Home Secretary prescribed it quite rightly as a terrorist organization. And then some months ago, the High Court overturned it, deeming it disproportionate. And it was essentially a procedural thing saying, you know, there are other ways of dealing with it. So it didn't actually implement the overturning of the ban. It just put it froze everything pending the appeal, which was heard this week. And the Court of Appeal has now overturned the High Court's ruling and has reinforced the fact that Palestine Action is a terrorist group that will remain proscribed, and that anyone involved in it or expressing support for it will be committing a criminal act under the Terrorism Act. And this is really important, because this is the line in the sand that says you don't get to vandalize people's property, intimidate people, carry out violence against them, and claiming that it's for some noble purpose. If you do so, there will now be real consequences, and those consequences will almost certainly mean spending some time in prison.
So the court upheld this yesterday. What does this now mean? Because everything, as you said, was almost put on hold. Now it's done. What happens next?
So, of course, what we're now looking for is that prosecutors now act on all the arrests that the police made of those involved in actions or expressing support for this horrible organization. That all of these arrests were kind of like placed into suspended animation. Pending the outcome of this, we now know what the result is, and there's no reason for those who were arrested now not to be charged. And this is really important, because in the UK, and I'm sure like many other Western democracies, we have been experiencing the boiling frog phenomenon. Extremism, radicalization, insinuating itself into every corner of our society, bit by bit, very slowly, till we have ended up here. You know, if this had happened all at once, we wouldn't have tolerated it. But the heat has been turned up gradually. And this is the first step in starting to roll that back.
The reaction is predictable. Obviously, it's being made to be about Western democratic values, which of course it isn't. And that's part of the confusion in this, because anybody that doesn't understand what is really going on here with regard to the real intentions of organizations that give themselves humanitarian names and who use the concept of Western values against the very people that they are seeking to intimidate and to shut down, might miss it. What's the reaction been in the United Kingdom?
Well, I think one of relief, particularly within the Jewish community, because this was the thin end of the wedge. If the overturning of the ban had been upheld, then it was all bets were off, because they were basically saying you can go and attack people and vandalize their property and seriously injure them because you're doing it for Palestine. And the attacks that we have seen on the Jewish community would almost certainly have increased exponentially. That avenue for violence against Jews has now been cut off. So there is a huge amount, I think, of relief that at the end of the day is basically a common sense decision was made.
Do you think that are there other organizations now in the spotlight following this?
Well, one would hope so, but you know, it is difficult to express the extent to which extremism that supports this kind of ideology has managed to infiltrate almost every walk of life. I mean, I'm sure you and your listeners are familiar with what happened in Birmingham with one of our largest police forces, West Midlands Police, last year, and they literally fabricated evidence in order to appease Islamist extremists in Birmingham in order to prevent fans of Maccabi Tel Aviv from going to Birmingham to watch their team play against Aston Villa. That was one police force. What happened last week was that the National Association of Muslim Policing, which is an association, and you know there are many. There is a Jewish Police Association as well, but the National Association of Muslim Policing posted on their website a policy document that described Zionism as a form of Islamophobia, tried to whitewash what happened on October the 7th, wanted people to stop talking about it, claimed that no Israeli children were harmed on October the 7th. And this huge litany of Islamist positions posted as a policy paper. Now, this isn't one police force. This, I think, affects the National Association of Muslim Policing has a presence in 17 or 18 police forces. Now, that has been taken down and an investigation has been launched. But the fact that it was possible to do it, that someone thought it was okay to do that, is an indication of just how bad the penetration of extremist ideology is into our social structures.
It is absolutely fascinating. Do you think that this has this given hope to the Jewish community, or is it too little too late?
This is now a massive job. The only way to deal with it is one step at a time. It's the first step, but it's the first step on a very long road. And we have to see who actually has the will to actually do this properly and basically turn back the clock to where we were before all this began.
That is unfortunately where we do need to leave it. Give us your feedback, 0618951019. That was Stephen Silverman, Director of Investigations and Enforcement at the Campaign Against Antisemitism. And it appears as though globally, everywhere around the world, this has become a really, really important issue.